Happy New Year.
Yes, you want to read the resolution?
Hi, Jim. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I just need Rich.
You just stepped out. I literally was going to hold that.
Okay. You're good.
Congress votes on day raise. It's not important right now. Keep sleeping more.
That's different saying her.
I know.
Isn't it? It's different saying Christina. You know?
It must be. Weird.
All right. Good. Anything good in it? In your packet?
I guess he's looking at it all.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied in that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette, posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Please rise and raise your flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right now, we'll have a swearing in of the new council-elect, Senator Jones. Would you like to swear in Mr. Thompson first?
Sure.
How are you, Senator?
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Hi.
Okay, please raise your right hand. And repeat the oath of allegiance. I say your name.
I, Richard Thompson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that it will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
True.
And that I will bear true faith to the United States. And to the government.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established
in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further.
Solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
Perform all the duties. Of the office of councilman. According to the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, councilman.
Thank you.
Swear in the mayor.
Okay.
I came all this way. I tell you why you.
I'll let you.
Sure. Okay. Great. Oh yeah. Okay. Ethel. Yes. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Please place your hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Ethel Conley.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the office of councilwoman.
As the office of councilwoman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Councilwoman.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Scott McDonald.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States. And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I guess we get the roll call.
Leva, here.
Sewell.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Thompson.
Yes.
Higgins.
Here.
Conner.
Here.
Okay, next up we have the election of the Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to nominate Councilwoman Janine Leva as Deputy Mayor.
Second. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Are there any other nominations? Do we need to close nominations?
Make a motion to close nominations.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And then for the Deputy Mayor's motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? And any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Mrs. Lee. That brings us to our resolutions. Our temporary budget, Resolution 1, 2013.
Move Resolution 1, 2013.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Resolution 2, 2013. Temporary budget for the municipal sewer utility.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that one? Roll call for that, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay, 3, 2013, establishing depositories.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? About if we do 4 and 5 together, interest rates on taxes and sewers.
I move Resolution 4, 2013 and 5, 2013.
I'll second.
Any discussion on either of those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 6, 2013. Appointing our municipal attorney.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that one?
Yeah, I sent everyone an email. I don't know if anyone received it or not, but I wanted to make an amendment to all of the professional resolution appointments. After the one, two, three, after the fourth whereas paragraph, to add the following paragraph, whereas the budgetary purposes, the Borough Council of the Borough of Washington would like to have this contract reflect a not-to-exceed amount of, and we put in whatever the budgetary amount is. If the CFO doesn't know that right now, then just say not to exceed the 2013 budget amount. Excluding escrow-related services, and whereas any additional work above and beyond the base, depending upon the appointment, general municipal attorney or general engineering services, it would be changed for each professional. Charged in accordance with the hourly fee schedule stated above, only if authorized by the Borough Council of the Borough of Washington. And then it would just continue on. And then I just ask that when we get the final adopted resolution, that it have a copy of the fee schedule with a few of the professionals. We negotiated different rates, and the current resolution just states the original proposal date, and I want to make sure that, you know, just to have it in writing what we agreed upon with some of these professionals. So when we get the final resolution copy, if we could have a copy of that fee schedule.
Do you have any comments on that, Ms. Blanchard?
No, I don't. I discussed it with me.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. Ms. Copeland, you have, from a legal standpoint, any issues?
No issues there.
Okay. Then whoever made the motion, would you be willing to amend to include those paragraphs?
Absolutely.
In the second?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Did I second it? I think you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And if there is no other discussion, let's have a roll call, please.
Jewell?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Okay, Municipal Public Defender, Resolution 7, 2013. That will be with the firm of Winiger, Wilhelm, Glim, and Roe Wilmersma.
I'll make the motion. Again, same amendment will be for the professional. Do I have to say it every time?
I was just saying with amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
With amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
There's no
monetary difference other than it's
conforming.
Has it not
conforming.
To exceed amount,
yeah.
Potentially.
I think you can do it
just... voice vote? Voice vote,
yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Resolution 8, 2013 for our municipal auditor. It could be the same one we have had.
Don't move.
Okay. Any discussion? Again, with the same amendments. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 9, 2013, establishing our meetings.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of our meeting dates? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? For the Resolution 10, 2013, Planning Board Council Member, Class 3 Member, I submit the name of Ethel Conry.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. 11, 2013, for an employee member, the name of Rick Monis to the Planning Board.
I'll make the motion.
I second it.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
I abstain.
Abstain. 12, 2013, for a board member for the Business Improvement District, Council Representative, Mrs. Gleba's name.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And abstentions. 13, 2013, to renew membership in the statewide insurance fund, and appointing Christine Blanchard as the commissioner, and Natasha Turchin as the alternate.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 14-2013 for the Risk Management Consultant, D&amp;H Alternative Risk Solutions.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 15-2013 for the Tax Appeal Attorney. In the name of Richard Conley.
With the amendments, I'll make the motion.
Second, with the amendments.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? 16-2013?
So moved with said amendments.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 17-2013, authorizing a petty cash fund for the clerk of $300.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? Let's do a roll call on that one.
Higgin?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
18-2013 for Municipal Engineering Services in the name of Finelli Consulting Engineers.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions?
I'll abstain.
That would be with the amendments as well?
Yes. 19-2013, appointment of a Municipal Wastewater Engineer for Van Cleef Engineering Associates.
So moved.
A second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Again, that's with the amendments.
With the amendments.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll abstain.
20-2013, reappointing Lorraine McGovern to the Library Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 21-2013, for Recreation Commissioner, in the name of Jeff Haynes, reappointment.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
You're almost like Jeff, huh? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Another Recreation Commission appointment, 22-13, in the name of Adam Robinson.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 23-2013, Board of Adjustment, in the name of Frank Mangiacotti.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that brings us to reappointments for council subcommittees. First up there, we have who will be the Recreation Commission liaison. I have asked Mr. Thompson if he would perform that duty, and he has agreed. So I would accept the motion to accept him in that position.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Senior Services, Deputy Mayor chairs that committee.
By statute.
Do we need others on that? Mr. Boyle used to be on that.
I don't think so. I think it's just Janine, and then if you want citizen involvement, you can have that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you and see exactly what I have to do.
Is there anybody who wants to beg out of any of the committees they've been serving on or be added to a new one that's on the list? So I guess we'll keep that the same.
I would like to go to streets.
I'll chair that. That's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Was that just
streets committee? I was on streets committee. I have no problem chairing that. That's
okay.
That's okay. No, Patrick did chair that, so
okay.
He's going over here. Yeah. And I'd like to be added to the sewer committee as well. Sorry, just broke up.
That's fine. Okay, any others? And at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony of the guests.
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
So, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Smith, yeah, good time.
Thank you. Congratulations to Councilwoman Conry.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Councilman Thompson.
Thank you.
Mayor, I was sworn in as our new Warren County Freeholder yesterday. I am going to be the liaison to the borough, and please reach out to me if there's issues that we can help you with at county level. I'm going to endeavor to try to get here, but I'm going to have a pretty busy schedule by the way things look, but I did want to stop by, introduce myself, and say hello to everybody, and wish everybody a happy, happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just leave contact information with the clerk or myself.
Will do.
So we know how to get hold of you when we need you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Anyone else? Senator, please.
Thanks, Mayor. I just wanted to officially say Happy New Year to you and all the members of the community, and congratulations to our new councilwoman, our new councilman. Thank you for your dedication to Washington Borough. I know you're going to do a great job, and our new deputy mayor as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On obtaining the trust and confidence of the other members, and Mayor, congratulations on your reelection. I look forward to working with the council and the mayor in 2013. And as you know, my two offices are right here on Belvedere Avenue.
Yeah, we know where to find you.
So I'm at 127, my Senate office, and I'm at 37 Belvedere, right across from the post office, my legal office, so I'm usually at one of those two locations. And I'll also note that Maureen in the back, Dawn Higgins, she works in my Senate office as well. So she's a good source if anybody in Washington Borough needs to reach out, please do. And congratulations to the families as well, and thanks for supporting our new elected officials here on the Borough Council. Thank you very much, Mayor, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I would accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That brings us to our council remarks. Madam Deputy Mayor, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year to everyone, and I also welcome the new council members, and thank you for putting your trust in me as Deputy Mayor. Just a couple of quick things, because it is like year-end and the beginning of the new year before, like, the next meeting. I just wanted to invite all the council members on February 7th. The bid is having their reception meeting. And I know the businesses as well as the board of directors would appreciate some council attendance. So you'll get more details on it. But, you know, if you're making your calendar and stuff, we only meet one more time before this thing takes place. So I just want February 7th. It'll be at the Mediterranean Bistro. And also, just like for the next meeting, I said a couple of times, just the two-sided copies of the voucher bill list and the minutes, it just makes it so much smaller and easier if we can get that. And then
doesn't stuff the envelope full, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I can put it in my binder. And then also, as we get ready to do the budget, if everyone could start thinking about if any, like, council 2013 goals, if there's something that we want to work on, say a particular street project, or, you know, as we get ready to do those workshops, if maybe I just think it would be good if council had some goals, and at the end of the year we could say we accomplished it. I say it every year, but it never happens, but I'm saying it again. And also, I just wanted a status. Back in October, two resolutions were taken off the agenda to cancel sewer counts. The tax collector was instructed by the auditor to do so. It was never put back on the agenda.
Yeah, we're still doing some research on that. January 15th for the first meeting in February.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure how it worked with the whole year, you know, getting it done so we don't have any problems coming up audit or whatever. So I just didn't know what was going on with that. And then if we could just get some, like, year-end reports, like also the municipal court, again, we got the wrong report, and we never got the correct one in December, so we haven't had a municipal court report in a while. And then if we could just get, like, a year-end report for the police, not just monthly, and this report was great. We all complimented on it, but we never really saw it again, that the tax collector produced. If we could get one for each quarter for the year. It was the taxes and sewers. She did it for the first the end of 2011, and then she did it for the first quarter of 2012, and we never got it again, but it was really good. It showed the collection rate and just the summary, you know. And same with the revenues, you know, the complete. I'm sure we'll get that, though, at the next meeting, though, for the whole full year of 2012, right? That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Councilman Torres.
Oh, well, I'd like to congratulate the mayor, firstly, and, of course, the deputy mayor, and our two new council persons. And hopefully we'll have a wonderful new year. We accomplished a lot of things in our last year on the council, and hopefully going forward with this new council, we'll do the same. Happy New Year.
Mrs. Connery.
I'd just like to thank everyone for welcoming me here today, and I hope that we all can work together in kindness and in kindness.
Thank you. Councilman Higgins.
Sure. Going along, dovetailing off of the deputy mayor, are we going to set a bunch of workshop dates at our next meeting?
We have a potential one here today, which I was going to discuss after the council remarks.
Okay. We have ESPN. Also, I was contacted by a resident about a couch on Jackson Avenue, right next to the Methodist Church.
Is it for sale, or is it just out of...
It's...
Be more specific.
It's sitting out there near the curb covered in snow.
I wasn't sure if that'd be... Nobody's buying it, huh?
Garbage or what, okay. And do you know how full a container is down at the DPW garage?
I don't, but I'll guess that.
Okay.
3/4 full.
I would say...
I was old.
3/4?
Is it 3/4?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I also want to congratulate and welcome Rich Thompson, who I've known probably 10 years or so, Ms. Connery. Congratulations, Dean. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, sir.
Everybody have a happy, healthy, safe New Year.
Thank you.
Mr. Jewell.
First off, happy New Year. Happy, safe New Year, everybody. And I'd like to congratulate our newly elected officials, Ethel, Rich, the mayor, and our deputy mayor. And look forward to working with them. Things just seem to be getting better as time goes on, and I'd like to continue that. And I think with this new team, I think we will do good in 2013. There'll be good things to come. So thank you, and congratulations, and have a happy New Year. That's it.
Mr. Thompson.
Thank you. Congratulations, Apple. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. And Janina. And hopefully we can work together with everybody. And happy New Year.
Okay. And that's pretty much the theme of the day. Happy New Year. Congratulations to all those who are elected to whatever position. I look forward to great things out of this council. I think we have the potential for a really good working group here, and I think we will continue on the road of fiscal prudency that we have been, and accountability, and I thank you for those who have done that for us in the past, and hope we will continue it. Thank you, Mr. Thompson, for taking over the Recreation Commission liaison. I really appreciate that. And the last thing we have is for potential budget meeting. The manager and the CFO have suggested January 12th from 10 a.m. to noon.
That's a Saturday?
Yes. So we have any people who have a problem with that they're aware of?
I work Saturday.
Check my schedule.
So do I. I'm working that Saturday.
So I don't know yet. I'll get back to Christine.
Yeah, I'm not sure of myself. I'll get back to you. I'll email you more.
Okay. Then if there's no other business, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moves.
Okay, who seconds?
Nobody yet. I have a question. The 12th is before our next meeting, so what are we going to do about that? We just discussed having a budget workshop on the 12th. Are we going to, or are we not? And if we're not, how are we going to know? Because that has to be advertised.
Well, those who aren't sure right now will know tomorrow. Like Christine,
it's just a workshop. You don't need a quorum or anything.
Well, if there is a quorum, you have to advertise it.
Yeah. I'm going to put in for a personal day, so you know, myself, so.
I can make it, so. Three right there.
Okay, so make sure I get it there.
Okay, so the 12th at 10 a.m.
To noon, tentatively.
You want to make it 1, just in case? Because you have to advertise.
Well, yeah, we will. Natasha specifically said 12, but...
Okay. You're bringing the coffee? I'm just asking.
By the way, is the auditor going to be there?
What if I want to watch it?
No.
Who's going to be just DCF?
Natasha and I will be there.
You better on what call?
Are you going to give us budget worksheets before then, or?
Yeah.
Nope.
Natasha and I will meet Friday, and we'll put a packet together and get it out to you before that Saturday.
Mr. Higgins?
In all the welcoming and all that other stuff, Jim, welcome, and I hope you're prepared.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Okay, anything else? Let's go back to the adjournment.
Like to make a motion to adjourn.
There a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?